Welcome to Loot the Will Podcast, where to entertain, inform a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, a run with the Will, and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ, and I have too much shit to do.
I have too much shit to do, but I mostly feel fine because for a couple weeks I wasn't feeling so good. So I'm now on that specific upswing of not completely better, but my brain has started to pump the chemicals going, you should go run around.
Like you now have the zoomies.
Yes.
The no longer feeling like death zoomies.
Yes. Plus, that monitor I ordered finally came in.
Ooh.
So since I'm not ordering a new desk until the new place is cleaned up from the move, I just put my old desk monitor in a closet and put the new OLED one on old desk. And I...
It fit?
You know when, like... You've seen OLED phones or tablets or small OLED screens, right?
Yeah.
And, like, they're very, very nice. So in my brain, yeah, I was like...
Nice and crisp.
So my brain, it's like, I'm fully prepared for an OLED monitor, especially because this is a good OLED monitor. It's not great. It does not go quite as nice for HDR or anything. It is the single nicest screen I've ever looked at. And, like, it just... It's so nice.
That I was not quite expecting.
Oh, it's like I've been testing stuff in HDR. My HDR TV can go to 2,000 nits, but it's a normal screen. This only goes to about 450, but because the blacks are so good because of the OLED, it's actually a better experience on this monitor. Like angrily better.
If I wasn't a broke-ass bitch from said wedding, I would possibly consider getting one, but it would be...
When I got it, a friend had linked me going, you know, this is on sale. It's just like the one that you missed right before when you were moving. And I saw it. I was like, fuck. Fine, I'll get it. I'll put my old one in the closet. And then when I replace the desk, I'll have two monitors because they're the same size. So they'll be fine side by side. The actual... usage experience of this is so wildly different than anything else. It is legitimately hard to explain.
Maybe if Payday comes by before it goes off sale, I may grab one.
Yeah, if not, I'll help you find something that's good enough. And then...
Something small enough to fit in my little desk cubby kind of thing.
And then Liberator, Episode 7, Part 2, Select View. I have to say, I'm really feeling the... This is all characterization. There's no actual card stuff.
I'm liking this more. And then I saw the character designs. Like, ooh, this looks like an OC.
Now, here's the thing. I'll say this. I'm not a fan of Cool Boy, like sunglasses off, being a real person.
Kind of weird.
It's like
when someone shaves off their beard and it's like, who are you?
Yeah, it's like I wrote earlier when I was like reading. It's like, it's nice he's an actual character. But I think he actually worked better when he had that more wry, we don't know what's going on style. When we have the glasses off and he's talking to people, it's like, oh, he's an actual person. He's not a weird thing.
Like, yeah, he's not some sort of, like, creepy AI or
Sort of like, I wish they would stop showing us Chaos Dukemon and Megidramon as the same person. It was a much cooler concept when we saw it mentioned as, like, maybe this is true in a profile, and then it was never mentioned for years. And then we just start getting art after art after art showing it. It's like, that's less cool.
Like, it's a little overdone.
Yeah, say don't show in this case.
Yeah.
I like the reveal that Owen's being standoffish because Shoto has clearly forgotten something.
It's like, this could be suspicious, or this could just be Shoto being Shoto.
Oh, it feels very much like we're going to be card champions together or, you know, play each other in the championship. And I liked...
And then you lost.
I liked the 3-on-3 battle being the first specialty one because, as I recall, I think that was the first, like, tournament the card game had with special rules.
I do not quite remember just because...
It was in the middle of COVID and everything. Then we get... Close introduced. Her introduction is a bit too drawn out for me.
She's just kind of there.
Well, the weird thing is they do the whole like mysterious introduction where they're not showing us who it is, they're not saying it who it is. Then it's her. And then weirdly, do they suggest that Shoto has already met her? Like at meetings?
Yeah.
It's like they just have an interaction.
I did see her just like walking past in like a,
yeah, it's
a panel or two.
And then the thing I found interesting where they point out the NPCs are not out of control, but they're doing stuff that clearly is not in the confines of the rules. So we'll see what's up with that. And next... Eventually. Sorry, what was that, Dev?
Eventually.
And next time, that's going to be a full chapter of a 3-versus-3 battle, isn't it?
You know, it's going to be like 2 entire chapters and 2 columns.
I'm going to say... 2 columns.
Okay,
two, I'm going to say 2 columns and a full chapter, which 2 halves, that is.
That or they could do like a 3-parter.
Then for the column, we got an introduction to Obsidian Desert, the dusty demonic realm. I like when they show the renders of the place.
Oh, it's very nice.
I like
a little more immersive.
I like the combination of the desert and mechanical.
And it kind of reminds me of a... the desert in a server with like Edamon's bullshit going on there.
And then talking about bullshit. So Dev, Thursday night, did you go to sleep going, it's nice. Nothing like heavy's happening with the brand. And then did you wake up on Friday going, what do you mean they threw up Digimon Comic Volume 2? Because that's what happened to me.
Yeah. I literally had to binge it in bits and pieces between breaks.
See, luckily I didn't have to binge it. I read like a couple a day.
Yeah,
even in chat they're like, yeah, we knew it was coming in November, but not right when November starts. I think we're all thinking like, oh, it'll be a couple weeks. They'll warn us. Instead, it's like, go read comics, motherfuckers.
It's like, could you have pushed it back like a couple of days? Maybe today, so that way it wouldn't be part of today's podcasts, and I would have time to, you know, maybe.
They also detailed that 3 and 4 will be February and May.
Woohoo.
So let's go over these. Recollection is just a great little love letter to the franchise.
I love everything in it and all the fun little stuff in the background and the bunnies.
Do you like how the idea that Riko getting sidetracked is meant to be bad, but then the Digimon are getting just as sidetracked with her? Like Terriermon helping with, I think he was helping with the model kit.
Yep.
It's just a
pop. Like, what do you mean you built an entire model kit?
It's a pop culture trash can, and frankly, anyone who complains about nostalgia relating to it should be thrown.
I was just going to say tasered.
That might work. But yeah, it's just, it's so fun. A lot of these we have to go over quickly because they. It's because you really would expect, like, oh, it's going to be a 10-page comic. And they're dense.
8 pages, motherfucker.
Yeah. So then Knuckles. I don't think anyone can get past Gankumon in the sweater.
I absolutely cannot either. It's like, not only is he dad-coded, but he's wearing a dad sweater.
Yeah. And I love using the devas to frame the power of what's happening. Like, you're not pulling out the real knights, but something's going on if the Davis can be screwed around with.
And it's like, what exactly is the power level of the current threat, and how are you going to solve it in 2 more issues?
And we even get a little reveal of Gankumon having his own little relationship with Hackmon.
Like, aww, that's adorable.
I like more and more us seeing how the watch works also.
I like the pulling random items out of it.
I liked when he was trying to pull a weapon and he pulled out, I'm pretty sure it was Hawkmon's headband.
Yes, and then a hat, and then the microphone.
The microphone was a solid one because they actually use it.
It was like some Looney Tunes bullshit.
Yeah. And then Paradox. Character stuff's all solid. Art's good. One of the touches I like is the glasses Eve's given. Do you notice they don't fit her?
That I did not pay that much attention
like,
to.
Like, if you look at the art, like, they really don't frame her face well like glasses are meant to.
It does kind of make sense in the context because, like, oh, it's something's what's-his-name's sister just pulled out of her wardrobe.
The use of color, again, like last time's just amazing.
I fucking love the spot coloring.
And you love how, once again, we get an unexpected evolution. It's Dark Tyrannomon.
I was expecting something like dog-ish.
I like the just Dark Tyrannomon. Then we get the reveals with Eve that she's artificial. And we get that kind of gives us a better idea what's going on. And also people noticing the number on her and the number on the other guy clarifies a few things. It is a very solid drama. I'm very interested in seeing where it goes.
That's really familiar. I'm trying to figure out like what else it reminds me of.
It feels like it could fit into a number of dramas of like space girl arriving
from a doomed future.
Or even just space generically.
I'll probably remember it right after the podcast, and then
In my head, I'm like, there is something very. There's a specific one, but I can't think of what it is. But yes, you're exact. Right. Which of the crossroads or crossroads witch is weirdly upsetting because it's so fucking focused.
And also, it's so much better than Seekers.
No, but that's what I mean. It's like. The main issue with Seekers is it gets so bogged down in we need to explain this to the nth degree that you kind of lose sight of the story. And here, this is really focused. And Ryudamon is just drawn like a weird little gremlin guy.
He's adorable and squishy. And then
we get
the segue to kind of like more like a brush stroke sort of.
No, the multi-page style. Evolution was gorgeous. Yeah, it's weird because this is just so much better than Seekers to me.
Yeah, and this is supposed to be just like a little prequel side story thing. It's like, this was better than what we originally got.
Yeah, it's a much better read. Then for the last one, I don't want to say it's the best one because I don't think it is. It's the most amusing. Mini Digimon Story of the Royal Knights.
It is exceptionally silly and kind of like a good palate cleanser.
Yes.
After all the drama.
Yeah. I love the mocking of Yggdrasil being a villain. And can we all appreciate that Wanyamon just jumps off the fucking cloud? Like.
Yep. It's like, he'll probably survive.
And then bald Omegamon.
Wanyamon never getting sick of it.
No, and the best part is Yabuno is clearly just loving doing the gags. Just
it's like, why are you smoking? It's bad for you. Do you hate yourself? Are you trying to punish yourself for something?
I also like the framing of Gonkumon as like the friendly grandparent, and Jessmon's just like flipping out about it.
It's like the parent that fucked you up, but is so nice to the grandkids.
Yep. You know what? When this ends, I really hope they do another year with more people because this has been very refreshing.
Yeah, I like the variety.
Same. And speaking of variety, Saturday night, everyone's busy. And what's this? Godzilla.
Godzilla.
So we're getting Godzilla versus Digimon Color V-Pets, a collaboration monster, which is clearly a Godzilla-styled WarGreymon.
I flipped my goddamn shit.
No,
it's the best thing ever. I want it immediately.
Here's the thing. I'm finding the log of when I linked this to you. Because we found this out Saturday night.
I think I was like pterodactyl screeching.
Yeah, you like didn't even respond. Your response was literally in italics. You just sent me the text, feral screeching.
Because that is exactly what I was doing. I fucking love Godzilla, and I love Digimon, and I love Kaiju and beating the shit out of things.
Same. I'm looking forward to this. The Godzilla.
Like, I hope we get like a whole bunch of collaboration ones. Like, different Godzilla, Kaiju, Digimon. Not just, okay, here's just the Kaiju and one crossover Digimon.
Well, I like that the framing is clearly there will be monsters and Digimon in this. Like,
yeah.
The Monster Hunter one is Monster Hunter stuff and two collaboration monsters. And that's, like, if you just want Digimon, it's not necessarily appealing. So we'll get more details of this soon. I'm looking forward to this. And I'm sure Dev is also.
Fuck my wallet.
Then for 02 the beginning, first anniversary, it does not. It feels. it feels longer because we got to see it so quickly.
Yeah, it wasn't like literally like a couple of weeks after Japan got
like
it.
A week and a half, I think. And I think I got the screener before it was even out in Japan and had already written my review.
That I remember.
Which made going to the theater very relaxing, to be honest, because I didn't have to like stress about making sure I'm like need to pay attention to every word. Then the UK
taking notes on everything.
Then the UK got their first screening as part of MCM London. I'm trying to think if we got any reports from here. I don't think so. But now, like, you got people in the UK like chomping at the bit to find out about licensing. And then Toei. So first up, we mentioned Luca Comics and Games in Italy before when they announced it. Yu Kaminoku is one of the producers of the franchise. She mentioned the production team has quintupled in size, and we don't know what that means for various reasons.
It's kind of vague.
Well, first up, it's definitely not bad, but Kaminoka, while she does do anime producing, a lot of her stuff for Digimon has been marketing. Marketing and international sales stuff. So we don't know what quintuple means in this context. Is it, like, the easiest answer is, yes, they're staffing up to produce anime. That's the easy answer. But this could be the Digimon marketing team has dedicated people in different countries now, for all we know. It's not actually that hard to quintuple a team based on without knowing what the information is. It doesn't mean don't...
Honestly, that's kind of what I assumed initially.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's one of those things where be excited, but don't... Like, I saw people go, well, if the credit list that I found for O2 the beginning says it has 76 people, and if you quintuple... No, that's not... That absolutely fucking not. If that's what you're going into, like, oh, they're adding hundreds of people to work on secret... No,
they're probably, like, moving people around within the company to focus more on...
Oh, no, here's the thing. It could be for anime production, but it's not at the scale of count every person who worked on the movie who was not a Toei employee. This could be just be putting together a staff room, which various franchises have, where, like... Toei has a Dragon Ball room, which is a staff who just goes through ideas and what to do with Dragon Ball. So we'll see what comes of it. It's good no matter what it is, though.
More drink collaborations.
But yeah, that is the one thing is, no matter what this is, it's not bad. We just don't know what it is. When I see people going like, oh, they're adding tons of people, they're going to do multiple anime projects at once, calm down. But we did get Toei financials, and definitely good for Digimon. So the big chunk of Digimon money this time is overseas licensing, which is generally product merchandising and such, doing really well. There really isn't much more to say about it past that because it really is just doing well. So we will see what that means for us. We'll see what that means in a year or so, is the way I would put it. Because it's always good to see where things are going. And then Terriermon, first up, he tackles riddles. Because he got turned into a sprite and he has to answer riddles to escape. I don't know why I was so amused by that. Yeah, I was so amused by that.
That actually reminds me of the status condition in Digimon World games where if you get hit by it, you basically just turn into a flat pixel thing and you are limited in what you can attack.
I wonder if it was inspired by that.
Like, you succeed, you can go back to being a 3D model.
They also previewed the Monster Hunter V-Pets. See, I still stick to, if they showed up at Premium Bandai USA, I would probably order them, but I'm not going to the effort of intermediaries or anything for these. Godzilla, I would.
Absolutely.
But, like, these are exciting and important for the brand to expand knowledge and just to get new products. There's nothing Digimon-wise in these for me, I feel like.
Yeah, they're more for Monster Hunter fans. It just happens to coincidentally be Digimon, not the other way around. Yeah.
And also from Terriermon Assistant, he plays Digimon Racing. And he's really not good.
I still need to watch that one. Is anyone good at Digimon Racing, though?
To be fair, one of my favorite parts is when he evolves. He's playing as Agumon, he evolves to Greymon, and he bumps into a tree or pole, and he starts screaming that it's Greymon. A tree shouldn't be able to stop him. And multiple times, they speed up the footage.
I don't blame them. It's not a fast game. Although it's been like 15 years at least since I played it, I feel like.
It also reminds me of just how fuzzy the Game Boy player is on scaling. And then moving on from Terramon, the Metarot S collaboration. I think we mused on if they were going to do this, and I think we decided we don't know.
Probably.
They did. So, first week one, they announced O2 stuff, which Magna Knights and Imperia Drago. So I like these, but I feel like they fall into what we were saying last time, which is...
They're just chibi.
Yeah, they're almost too much just chibi of...
Yeah, it's not like a mashup of the two styles. It's just, these just look like the NX Edge figurines.
Yeah.
Plus, which I'm not complaining about, but...
No, neither am I. But there, some of the, like, the early ones were more exciting in that they look like Metapods. Then we also saw a Paladin mode skin. Then they start showing off Tamer stuff. So we get Beelzebub Satan, which multiple people point out, that feels a little too try-hard on the name.
Yeah.
And Duke Knight. I love using the Metabot wing flap things for the cape. I like whenever they do that. It's done on multiple robots, but it works well for Dukemon.
We also more interesting than just chibi.
And we also get to see the blast mode one, and in a few days they'll be updating the Tamer stuff some more. So, we'll see.
Well, if they make a Terriermon one, that would be great.
Next Order sold 1 million copies. Definitely not bad, but it feels like the general feeling most people have is this is just from pumping it out.
Also, across multiple...
No, that's what I mean. Like, we had the Vita, we had the PS4, we had the Switch, we had the PC, and that was three releases over half a decade, because the original was 2016. Over 8.5 years at this point. It
like
feels... See, I think the thing that bothers me the most is the most recent version appears to be more fun based on seeing people's reactions to it. But that's...
I think they did like quality of life improvements for UI and whatnot.
But that's three revisions down the road at some point. Ugh. Then the DigiGift for October showed up very late. It was October 23rd. They noted that the delay was for various reasons they weren't going to get into. And it's not original art. It's the limited base art from the Adventure Halloween one a few years ago.
I loved then and still love.
I love the big high-resolution version. I don't think we've ever gotten one this nice.
No, usually it was just like the small preview stuff that came with the pictures of the can badges.
Yeah. Then a 15-second analyze for 45-second specials for Wargreymon, Metalgreymon, Flagrimon, Holzmon. No subtitles for these at all.
They'll probably show up eventually.
Also, there has not been a 15-second one since... Let's see if I pull up the dates. Since, like, February. So at this point, it feels like they should just call it 45-second analyze, rather than labeling them as 45-second analyze, like, specials to the 15-second one.
Or maybe just, like, quick analyze or mini analyze. Yeah.
Now, we both have to sip water as we get ready for cards. Oh, yeah, they're going hog wild. Are you ready?
I don't have a choice, do I?
Chocomon, which is just cute.
Yeah, it's a precious baby.
Cyberdramon X and Justimon X. So this one I like because if you look at them, it's like they've inverted the poses and everything.
Yeah, it's like they're... Honestly, I'm still getting absolute Metroid vibes where it's like Samus versus Ridley.
Maybe. I would not argue that. Goromon eating some rocks. It is weird to see that fucking thing use its mouth.
I don't know how to feel about it.
Sunarizamon, which we got a few of them coming out of the sand. Seedramon. Do you like Seedramon just causing chaos for no reason?
Yes, I love the little Shakomon in the background just getting yeeted. Like, this is my life now.
Yeah. Mega Seedramon and Metal Seedramon Ace. Both of these are nice, but they just feel kind of basic, I would say.
Yeah, especially the Metal Seedramon. It's like every card feels like it has that pose.
Shakomon gets some moody art.
He's also still adorable.
Gessamon also gets kind of the moody and slightly creepy art. I like how it feels like someone like swimming underwater with a light.
Oh, yeah.
It works well for me. Ryutaro we saw when at the last novel update.
Yep, and still...
And same for Suzune, but the Koromon jumping evolution vibe is very nice.
I don't know, its face feels really fucking creepy to me.
I think because of the coloring, like, feels pseudo-real.
I don't like it.
Polar Bearmon we also saw with the novel.
Yep.
Ditto for Scottymon. Scottymon's such a fun design.
It is very busy.
Gatsumon climbing up a rock wall.
That's funny.
And promo poster. We get a preview of Tsunazarimon's currently unnamed upside-down pyramid evolution. Gogmamon looks great. I just like the vibe.
Cool.
Marina Angemon looks great. A bunch of them going after Mega Seijimon.
It's very busy, but also kind of fun.
Renamon X looks great. Sakuyamon X, it's too zoomed in.
Yeah, it's also kind of hard to tell the scale with the familiars.
That's why I think it needs to be zoomed out. Bakumon looks good and cartoony.
I really love that artist's use of color, just like yes. The pops of the really intense bright colors.
Their color work is especially great on Hanuman.
Very, very day glow, very neon.
Kabuterimon's weird because it feels like an old figure or something, and I can't place it.
I'm reminded of like the little 1.5-inch minifigs.
Maybe that's what it's reminding me of. Same for Alu Kabuterimon, and then we get Hercules Kabuterimon Ace playing with younger Digimon.
That one is adorable. Yeah. Oh, and there's a... Wait, no, that's... Oh yeah, there's a Kabuterimon all the way, yeah. way in the back of the
weirdly
corner.
Detailed. Then we get Agumon gorging himself.
I love the little reference to Burpmon.
Yeah. And then we get Agumon Black, who... Does it feel like he's trying to pose for painting?
Yeah, it's a little too... Actually, is this the same artist that did the creepy Koromon?
I think so. But I'm not sure. Then we get cards for Nature Spirits and Deep Savers. Both cartoony and fit the family vibe well. And the same for Nightmare Soldiers.
For some reason, I missed the Nightmare Soldiers one earlier.
It really has a good look to it.
Very spoopy.
Pumpmon and Vandermon. So first off, the Pumpmon one, him and the Bakumon doing decorations is cute. Vandermon gets it's cartoony art, but it's very much like a classic vampire-y pose.
But also it looks like he's trying to do like the duck lips kind of mark going on.
Yeah. Volta Baltimon we saw at the last novel update, but really good menacing artwork.
So many badass fucking details.
The Gobamon art is so good.
Just here for a good time.
And Rukamon. The only issue I have with the Rukamon is it's so hard not to pay attention to the background elements. It's just drawn so well.
The lighting is really, really fun.
Yeah. Then they announced today for the English card game, Tamer Selection Box Version Championship 2024. No Japanese release announced yet. It is the ancient Digimon parallel cards done in the style of Japanese paintings.
I fucking love this style.
They all look so good.
Honestly, I really hope they do more sets with kind of like that art style.
I hope so. I think it helps feel like they should, since they're all one artist, so they really feel unified.
I'm just slut for woodblock printing.
Yeah. Then Card Battle, we get two episodes from Digimon Card Room with matches. And then poll stuff. So first up, the results of Color 4 through 0 plus Top 3 Digimon. No one will be shocked that UL Force Vigimon got basically one out of every five votes.
Yeah, I think this is actually pretty damn well how we called it.
Yeah. I think the thing we didn't call, though, was... We thought there'd be a bit of a Gamamon split because of the three of them. It still would have not gotten first place, even if you combine all three.
Yeah, because fuck yeah, Zeromaru.
Exactly. Is there anything surprising here at all, to be honest?
No, but I'm glad Quantumon is all the way at the bottom where it fucking deserves to be.
Then the new poll is, choose which your favorite color lineup is for the pendulums. It feels like it's Zero.
Yeah, I mean, Zero has, like, all of the anime favorites. And then some.
And then stuff from the weekend batches. So the exhibition posted a bit of a goodbye image since they're closed. That's such a good image with the Mimi hat at the end and everything.
It's very fitting.
Toei Museum showed off some of the new products they got.
I want them.
They also noted Crest keychains are back in stock. They also showed off chalk art for the first anniversary of the beginning. I love their chalk art.
I know. I like that they include it in their little posts.
We got photos from the New York Comic Con panel. As Maria found art of Gaomon from an old hard drive, which is, you know, the flat colors, so they showed it off. You get to see a lot of nice details without the detailing added.
Yeah, without the, like, super, super, like, harsh shadows.
Yeah. Then Ayumi Minato, who did Paradox, they had been taking requests from people, so we got to see Triceramon, Velgrimon. The Velgrimon art's really great, and they point out they don't normally draw stuff like that.
Oh, he's such a good bird.
Yeah. Tomo01 did art of Unchained from Liberator, as did Usagi Bochi.
I am feral about this character design.
It's a solid design. There's also the fact that it kind of looks like a straitjacket.
Yeah, it kind of gives me a mixture of like Code Geass and Dot Hack vibes.
Yeah.
Which I am all here for.
The Digimon YouTube put up an O2 evolution clip showing off all the evolutions from O2. The exhibition showed off the circle things from Keep On, and Kakuto reiterated once again he'd like, you know, clear files and products made with it.
As would we.
We got photos of the Tiny Collection. And on social media, people are buying the Kurmon plush and showing, and they're much bigger than I expected.
I want just a huge pile of them.
Like, these are sizable.
I want them. I need them.
Then SLMY1022, who's the artist for the Seekers comic, posted some of their sample artwork of Woru, Manzamon, and the other characters for scale. That little Ryudamon is... then Streb Sodas posted a Gankumon in the sweater.
That's a really nice sweater.
Yeah. Ayumi Minato posted Eve. Wawaga, who does recollection, posted a few things. So they had posted a Paledramon piece they did a while ago. Then right before Halloween, they did Riku and Mayu from recollection as Sistermons for Halloween.
That is hilarious.
And then Riko and Vimon to celebrate the chapter. And I like her with the Millenniumon shirt.
Oh my god, I didn't even notice that one at first until I zoomed in.
Yeah, it's good. And then social media art. Social media art for Halloween, the three Agumons in costumes of their evolutions.
That one is the most fucking adorable thing. And also I love like the little canned Mon candles.
And then we get camping art with Tentomon, Onmon, Offmon, and the Digibeetle.
I'm so happy to see the Digibeetle.
I think everyone was surprised to see the Digibeetle. And Tentomon with the T's. Hilarious.
It's like having your own little RV.
And then it's time for questions. You guys in chat can throw yours up. Some of the ones we got sent ahead of time. Some said, I've seen some people worry Digimon is going to become a collaboration-only type of brand. Any thoughts?
That's dumb.
Yeah, it's an anniversary year, and they're celebrating anniversaries of other big brands. That is a great way to expand brand knowledge. It's sort of like, did you see the report of how Capcom's handling Mega Man from a few months ago?
Not at all, but I'm immediately thinking of Hello Kitty, because no matter where I go, because it's an anniversary year, there's Hello Kitty collabs with everything, and no one complains.
So Mega Man games used to be yearly, and then they hit the point where it doesn't really work like that. So they do Mega Man games once in a while, but they spend the rest of the time trying to expand people who know Mega Man.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Let's see. What genre of video game do you think Digimon hasn't done yet that would fit the franchise very well?
I mean, they've done a lot of different genres. They just haven't done them well.
Yeah.
It's like a hack and slash would be fun theoretically, but Digimon World X was shit.
I'd say do something casual but fun first, like an Infinite Runner or something that uses evolutions in some way.
Look, just bring back a battle server.
Are there any foods where if you were at an all-you-can-eat place, you wouldn't get any variation? Like all-you-can-eat pizza with the same toppings? I think pizza would be my example. Mm. Like if I'm going to all-you-can-eat pizza, I'm not like trying different pizzas. I'm getting one or two things and that's it.
I go to all-you-can-eat places, so I can't really like think of anything like that, except maybe maybe K-pot? But I usually just stick with like the same soup base and the same like two things every time. And that's technically all you can eat.
Yeah. We're not really going to do franchise lore questions because a lot of those don't have answers. They're just whatever they are. Like, why is this one this type and this one a different type? Sometimes that's just what that they had a slot that needed filling at the time. With Toei Info showing how well Digimon is doing, doesn't that mean they should sell Ghost Game Discs so do better? I mean, they've said why they aren't doing Ghost Game Discs. They don't think it would sell well, and yeah. It's never really looked like Ghost Game stuff sold, to be honest, so I'm not that shocked. I would hope they do it at some point, but...
It's easily accessible, like, officially streaming, so yeah. It's, like, not something that, like, oh, we can't get a hold of this. We better buy the disc now that it's out.
Which Godzilla character do you think will be in the Godzilla Digimon Color V-Pet? Does King Kong have a chance? King Kong, I would say probably not. I would say most of the major Godzilla monsters I would expect. I want to
like
see Mecha Godzilla.
Rodan, Anguirus.
Yeah.
I want to see King Ghidorah so much.
What Halloween...
Do a Millennium on King Ghidorah and have it get its ass beat.
What Halloween candy do you look forward to getting as a kid or just stuff you eat around Halloween now?
Candy corn / mellow cream pumpkins.
Anytime I hear people say candy corn isn't good, I'm just like, I like candy corn. It's good.
I mean, if you get stale candy corn, yes, it's absolutely fucking wretched. But if you get like nice, fresh, good brand of candy corn,
when it's like, when it's like smooth and creamy.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was also, my partner got me a bunch, and occasionally this little mom-and-pop style candy shop has it occasionally, but it's kind of like, if you ever seen, like, the trolley strawberry puff candies, like the gummy with the sugar on it, they have something like that, but with candy corn flavored, and that is really nice.
You know what I haven't had in a while that I always like getting at Halloween? Three Musketeers.
Oh.
What is your favorite evolution theme?
Oh, shit. Fuck it, it's probably Break the Chain.
Oh, I didn't even think of that one, to be honest. Ooh, that's actually a good answer. I don't know, maybe Breakup? I'm not sure. There's so many good ones.
Like, I'm still kind of salty we didn't get, like, an official clean release of the
Orchestral. Yeah. Yeah, we need that at some point. If you were to just spitball ideas, what collaborations with Digimon would you seriously like to see? I feel like Godzilla is near the top of that list, so.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to see more variety with, like, the Hatsune Miku one with the other Vocaloids, because that would be cool.
I'm trying to think, like, what would just work?
I mean, they already did Hello Kitty.
Oh, I got one. Transformers.
Ooh.
Or Ninja Turtles with little sprites of the Ninja Turtles and a V-Pet.
That would be adorable.
Yeah, I think those are my answers. Who do we think Patamon is better buds with, Tailmon or Armadamon? I would say Tailmon.
Tailmon.
How would you need... Okay, good question. Okay, let's do remotes first, then Starks. Would it be like a Yu-Gi-Oh! With Digimon? I'm not a huge Yu-Gi-Oh! Person, but I think it'd be fun.
Depends on like what the product is.
Yeah.
Like if it was like...
I would say
costume keychains, that would be cute.
See, I would say have Digimon in the Yu-Gi-Oh card game and Yu-Gi-Oh in the Digimon card game. And
that'd be kind of like ambivalent.
Okay, Stark said, how would you do Ninja Turtles unless it was a color device? First, I would expect a color device, but if it wasn't, I would make sure that you can clearly see the weapons, is what I would do.
Yeah, and you could probably also, like, hey, if you defeat certain enemies, you can recruit them to swap to them.
Yeah, that's... something that would work, I think. Okay, Dev. What Wikimon article would you like people to read?
Weddingmon.
Oh, that's a good one. And I can be found at With the Will as always. Thank you, everyone, for showing up. We will be back in a... Hopefully, I would like to see more Godzilla information in the next 2 weeks.
Please.
So we will catch you guys in the next few weeks. Bye.
Bye.